Today's episode of Thinking in English is sponsored by English Learning for Curious Minds. English Learning for Curious Minds is a fantastic podcast designed for English learners with incredible and interesting topics. If you enjoy listening to me and listening to Thinking in English, I am certain you're going to enjoy English Learning for Curious Minds too. Recent episodes include Bad Science, where the host, Alistair, looked at some scientific mistakes and wrongdoings in the past. There's also episodes on transhumanism and Edward Snowden. So if you want to listen to another amazing podcast designed for non-native English speakers, go and listen to English Learning for Curious Minds. All of their episodes are accompanied by interactive transcripts, subtitles, and vocabulary exercises. You can find the link to English Learning for Curious Minds in the description of this podcast, or simply search English Learning for Curious Minds on your favorite podcast app. Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast for intermediate to advanced level English learners. Donald Trump is the front runner to be the Republican candidate in this year's US presidential election. But should he be allowed to run for president? In a few weeks, the US Supreme Court will answer this very question. So, let's talk about this situation while learning some English vocabulary in today's episode of Thinking in English. You can find the full transcript for free over on the Thinking in English blog. The link is in the description. Here is today's vocabulary list. Election. Election. The formal process of choosing a person for public office or position, typically through voting. As in, the US will vote for their next president later this year. Front runner. Front runner. The leading candidate or contestant in a competition or election. For example, Donald Trump is the current front runner to be the Republican Party candidate. Fraud. Fraud. Wrongful or criminal deception intended to result in a financial or personal gain. As in, Trump has been accused of fraud, amongst other crimes. Insurrection. Insurrection. A violent uprising or rebellion against a government or authority. For instance, many people have argued that the events of January 6, 2021 constituted an insurrection. To run. To run. To compete as a candidate in an election, or to seek to be nominated for a political office. As in, if Trump participated in the insurrection, he may be prevented from running for president. Legal case. Legal case. A dispute or issue brought before a court for resolution, or a matter to be decided by law. For example, the case will be heard by the Supreme Court in February. Campaign. Campaign. A series of organized activities, events, or efforts with a particular purpose, especially a political or social cause. For instance, the future of Trump's campaign will be decided by the Supreme Court. In November this year, the USA will once again vote for its leader. The US presidential election captivates millions of people around the world, not just in the USA, due to the immense power and high profile of the position. While you don't have to necessarily belong to a political party to run for US president, the race is always a competition between two candidates from the two main parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, or the Democrats for short, are currently led by Joe Biden, the incumbent president. Incumbent means currently holding office, and is often used to refer to leaders or presidents. Right now, the Republican Party have just started the process to select their next presidential candidate. The US political system might be different to the way your country manages elections. It certainly is very different from the UK, my country. In order to select the candidates for the presidential election, the two major political parties organize primary elections in each of the 50 states that make up the USA. Through these primaries, the members and supporters of the Republican and Democratic parties can help select their party's candidate. The overall winners of the primary elections held become the official candidates of their respective parties in the next general election. Primaries can either be held as simple elections or as caucuses, which involve more open discussions and group voting. This process has just kicked off the 2024 election season. While the Democrats are almost certainly choosing Joe Biden, the Republican primaries are much more exciting. Donald Trump, the former president of the USA, who was defeated in 2020, is once again the frontrunner for the Republican Party. In the Iowa caucus last week, Trump dominated all the other Republican candidates and received around 50% of the vote. He defeated Republican rivals Ron DeSantis, who is the governor of Florida, and Nikki Haley, the former UN ambassador. Trump's campaigns and promises have focused on issues like inflation, rising energy costs, migrants crossing the border with Mexico, and the conflicts raging in Ukraine and the Middle East. It looks likely Trump will be selected as the Republican presidential candidate, and with current President Joe Biden having a low approval rating, he may have a good chance at winning the presidential election later this year. However, there is one problem. Trump might not be allowed to become president again. Donald Trump is a controversial character. I'm sure you all know this. I've done many episodes on his legal issues over the past months and years, but let me list them again. The state of New York is accusing Trump of major fraud for lying about the value of his properties in order to lower his tax bills or get bigger loans. The New York District of Manhattan is accusing Trump of illegally making up business transactions. The US Justice Department is investigating Trump for removing and then keeping secret government documents at his house in Florida, and then lying about their possession. In Georgia, he is accused of election subversion and racketeering. I released an episode on this about 6 months ago. The US Justice Department is also pursuing a similar case. And at the same time, he is also being sued in civil court by the writer E. Jean Carroll, who accuses Trump of defamation and sexual assault. All of these legal cases potentially have severe consequences for Trump, including prison time, massive fines, and the end of his business empire. However, the biggest risk to his presidential campaign currently comes from an interpretation of the 14th Amendment of the US Constitution. The US Constitution is the supreme law of the United States. It was written in 1787 and outlines the structure of the federal government, defines the powers and responsibilities of the government, and protects individual rights and freedoms. An amendment is a change or addition to the Constitution. The 14th Amendment was passed after the US Civil War, when the country was trying to rebuild. It was mainly designed to address the rights and citizenship of former slaves following the American Civil War. In Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, however, it mentions that individuals who have actively participated in insurrection or rebellion against the United States are disqualified from holding various offices, including the presidency. Insurrection is a term used to describe a violent uprising or rebellion against a government, typically by a group of people seeking to overthrow or resist established rule. So, has Trump participated in an insurrection? Possibly. On January 6, 2021, a violent incident, described by many as an insurrection, occurred at the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. On that day, a session of Congress was organized to confirm the results of the 2020 United States presidential election. A large crowd of supporters of then-President Donald Trump gathered near the Capitol, and some individuals breached the security barriers and stormed into the Capitol building. Rioters vandalized offices, stole items, and clashed with police officers. The events of January 6, 2021 were widely condemned as an attack on democracy and the rule of law. In the days following the attack, President Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives for incitement of insurrection, making him the first US president to be impeached twice. The Senate later acquitted him. However, the argument is still out there that January 6th was an insurrection, and that Trump participated in that insurrection. If this is the case, he would not be allowed, or he may not be allowed, to be president again. On December 19th, the top court in the US state of Colorado decided Trump was not allowed to run for presidency in the state. The decision followed an earlier court ruling in Colorado that found Trump had participated in an insurrection. A few days later, the state of Maine also stopped Trump from running for president. The reason, according to the Maine Secretary of State, was Trump had engaged in an insurrection. In over 30 of the 50 states in the USA, similar cases are currently in the legal systems. Florida, Michigan, and Minnesota have already thrown out the cases, but other states could follow in the footsteps of Maine and Colorado. The decision, however, will ultimately be with the US Supreme Court. At the beginning of February, the court will hear the first arguments in the case known as Trump v. Anderson. They will decide whether or not Trump can run for president again. On the one side, the court will hear that Trump engaged in an insurrection by falsely claiming the 2020 election was rigged and inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. If Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election is seen as a direct attack on US democracy and as violating the 14th Amendment, Trump should be prevented from running for president. Some of the arguments for letting Trump run include the right to free association, which is a part of the First Amendment of the US Constitution, and also that Trump was not an officer of the US. He was the president, which means the 14th Amendment doesn't apply in this case. However, these arguments are relatively weak. There are stronger arguments, though. Perhaps the strongest argument is that Trump has not been found guilty of participating in an insurrection. A decision to stop him running for president before actually being convicted of that crime would be quite extreme. The Supreme Court is also reluctant to get involved in elections. And with Trump the leading Republican Party candidate, this would be a serious involvement. Removing Trump from the election would also stop millions of Americans voting for the person they want to vote for. And there are also technical arguments that the case against Trump wasn't carried out properly. Whatever happens, the Supreme Court needs to act fairly and with integrity in their decisions over this case. The public reaction and interest will be strong, and it will require a new understanding of the US Constitution and its amendments. In my opinion, I think the Supreme Court will probably let Trump run for president because he's not been convicted of a crime yet. And the Supreme Court was mainly appointed by Trump and other Republican presidents. However, we could be in for a major shock if they decide Trump actually broke the 14th Amendment. So here is today's final thought. The road to this year's US presidential election will be fascinating. Donald Trump is both mounting a strong campaign and has massive legal troubles. A number of states are saying he can't run because he might have been involved in the Capitol incident and possible insurrection back in January 2021. The Supreme Court will soon decide if he can run again, across the whole country. The debate hinges on interpreting the 14th Amendment and raises crucial questions about balancing democracy and individual rights. The court's decision will not only impact the US's political situation and cause a massive public reaction, but also test the US Constitution. What do you think? Should Trump be allowed to run for president of the USA again? I'll leave a poll on Spotify, so I'm really curious to see what you guys think. Should Trump be allowed to run for president again? I'll leave the options on Spotify, so go and vote. The poll will be open for probably a month, and I'm really curious to see what you guys think and whether you think Trump should be allowed to run for president or should be prevented. Because I guess I don't like Donald Trump or his politics, but I think he should be allowed to run for president because he's not been convicted of any criminal charges. Of course, if he is convicted in a criminal court of insurrection, then he should be banned and prevented from running for president again. But that's just my opinion. What is your opinion? Let me know by leaving a vote. You can also comment on Spotify, comment on the transcript. There's a free transcript for every episode over on the Thinking in English website. Or you can leave a comment on Discord or Patreon. We'll probably be discussing this topic in one of our conversation clubs or member organized events over on Discord next week. So if you're interested, why don't you go and sign up to Patreon. But thank you all so much for listening today. I hope you have a great week, and I'll speak to you next time. Goodbye.